Euclid, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The text in this recording is current as of the 29th of September 2020. Euclid, flourished 300 BC, sometimes called Euclid of Alexandria to distinguish him from Euclid of Megara, was a Greek mathematician often referred to as the founder of geometry, or the father of geometry. He was active in Alexandria during the reign of Ptolemy I, 323-283 BC. His Elements is one of the most influential works in the history of mathematics, serving as the main textbook for teaching mathematics, especially geometry, from the time of its publication until the late 19th or early 20th century. In the Elements, Euclid deduced the theorems of what is now called Euclidean geometry from a small set of axioms. Euclid also wrote works on perspective, conic sections, spherical geometry, number theory, and mathematical rigor. The English name Euclid is the anglicized version of the Greek name Euclides, which means renowned, glorious. Image: Bramante as Euclid or Archimedes in the School of Athens. Section 1. Biography. Very few original references to Euclid survive, so little is known about his life. He was likely born circa 325 BC, although the place and circumstances of both his birth and death are unknown, and may only be estimated roughly relative to other people mentioned with him. He is mentioned by name, though rarely, by other Greek mathematicians, from Archimedes, circa 287 BC to 212 BC onward, and is usually referred to as the author of Elements. The few historical references to Euclid were written by Proclus, circa 450 AD, centuries after Euclid lived. A detailed biography of Euclid is given by Arabian authors, mentioning, for example, a birth town of Tyre. This biography is generally believed to be fictitious. If he came from Alexandria, he would have known the Serapeum of Alexandria and the Library of Alexandria, and may have worked there during his time. Euclid's arrival in Alexandria came about 10 years after its founding by Alexander the Great, which means he arrived circa 322 BC. Proclus introduces Euclid only briefly in his commentary on the Elements. According to Proclus, Euclid supposedly belonged to Plato's Persuasion, and brought together the Elements, drawing on prior work of Eudoxus of Cnidus and of several pupils of Plato, particularly Theaetetus and Philip of Opus. Proclus believes that Euclid is not much younger than these, and that he must have lived during the time of Ptolemy I, because he was mentioned by Archimedes. Although the apparent citation of Euclid by Archimedes has been judged to be an interpolation by later editors of his works, it is still believed that Euclid wrote his works before Archimedes wrote his. Proclus later retells a story that, when Ptolemy I asked if there was a shorter path to learning geometry than Euclid's Elements, Euclid replied, "There is no royal road to geometry." This anecdote is questionable, since it is similar to a story told about Menaechmus and Alexander the Great. Euclid died circa 270 BC, presumably in Alexandria. In the only other key reference to Euclid, Pappus of Alexandria, circa 320 AD, briefly mentioned that Apollonius spent a very long time with the pupils of Euclid at Alexandria, and it was thus that he acquired such a scientific habit of thought, circa 247-222 BC. Because the lack of biographical information is unusual for the period, extensive biographies being available for most significant Greek mathematicians several centuries before and after Euclid, some researchers have proposed that Euclid was not a historical personage, and that his works were written by a team of mathematicians who took the name Euclid from Euclid of Megara, a la Bourbaki. However, this hypothesis is not well accepted by scholars, and there is little evidence in its favour. Image: Euclidis quae supersunt omnia, 1704. Section 2. Elements. Although many of the results in Elements originated with earlier mathematicians, one of Euclid's accomplishments was to present them in a single, logically coherent framework, making it easy to use and easy to reference, including a system of rigorous mathematical proofs that remains the basis of mathematics 23 centuries later. There is no mention of Euclid in the earliest remaining copies of the Elements. Most of the copies say they are from the edition of Theon, or the Lectures of Theon, while the text considered to be primary, held by the Vatican, mentions no author. Proclus provides the only reference ascribing the Elements to Euclid. Although best known for its geometric results, the Elements also includes number theory. It considers the connection between perfect numbers and Mersenne primes, known as the Euclid-Euler theorem, the infinitude of prime numbers, Euclid's lemma on factorization, which leads to the fundamental theorem of arithmetic on uniqueness of prime factorizations, and the Euclidean algorithm for finding the greatest common divisor of two numbers. The geometrical system described in the Elements was long known simply as geometry, and was considered to be the only geometry possible. Today, however, that system is often referred to as Euclidean geometry, to distinguish it from other non-Euclidean geometries discovered in the 19th century. Section 2.1. Fragments. Image. One of the oldest surviving fragments of Euclid's Elements, found at Oxyrhynchus and dated circa AD 100, the diagram accompanies Book 2, Proposition 5. The Papyrus Oxyrhynchus 29 is a fragment of the second book of the Elements of Euclid, unearthed by Grenfell and Hunt, 1897, in Oxyrhynchus. More recent scholarship suggests the date of 75 to 125 AD. The fragment contains the statement of the fifth proposition of Book 2, which in the translation of T.L. Heath reads, "If a straight line be cut into equal and unequal segments, the rectangle contained by the unequal segments of the whole, together with the square on the straight line between the points of section, is equal to the square on the half." Section 3. Other works. In addition to the Elements, at least five works of Euclid have survived to the present day. They follow the same logical structure as Elements, with definitions and proved propositions. Data deals with the nature and implications of given information in geometrical problems. The subject matter is closely related to the first four books of the Elements. On divisions of figures, which survives only partially in Arabic translation, concerns the division of geometrical figures into two or more equal parts, or into parts in given ratios. It is similar to a 1st century AD work by Heron of Alexandria. Catoptrics, which concerns the mathematical theory of mirrors, particularly the images formed in plane and spherical concave mirrors. The attribution is held to be anachronistic, however, by J.J. O'Connor and E.F. Robertson, who name Theon of Alexandria as a more likely author. Phenomena, a treatise on spherical astronomy, survives in Greek. It is quite similar to On the Moving Sphere by Autolycus of Pitane, who flourished around 310 BC. Optics is the earliest surviving Greek treatise on perspective. In its definitions, Euclid follows the Platonic tradition that vision is caused by discrete rays which emanate from the eye. One important definition is the fourth. Things seen under a greater angle appear greater, and those under a lesser angle less, while those under equal angles appear equal. In the 36 propositions that follow, Euclid relates the apparent size of an object to its distance from the eye, and investigates the apparent shapes of cylinders and cones when viewed from different angles. Proposition 45 is interesting, proving that for any two unequal magnitudes, there is a point from which the two appear equal. Pappus believed these results to be important in astronomy, and included Euclid's optics, along with his phenomena, in the Little Astronomy, a compendium of smaller works to be studied before the Syntaxis, Almagest, of Claudius Ptolemy. Image. Euclid's construction of a regular dodecahedron. Image. construction of a dodecahedron by placing faces on the edges of a cube. Section 3.1. Lost works. Other works are credibly attributed to Euclid, but have been lost. Conics was a work on conic sections that was later extended by Apollonius of Perga into his famous work on the subject. It is likely that the first four books of Apollonius's work come directly from Euclid. According to Pappus, Apollonius, having completed Euclid's four books of conics and added four others, handed down eight volumes of conics. The conics of Apollonius quickly supplanted the former work, and by the time of Pappus, Euclid's work was already lost. Porisms might have been an outgrowth of Euclid's work with conic sections, but the exact meaning of the title is controversial. Pseudaria, or Book of Fallacies, was an elementary text about errors in reasoning. Surface loci concerned either loci, sets of points, on surfaces, or loci which were themselves surfaces. Under the latter interpretation, it has been hypothesized that the work might have dealt with quadric surfaces. Several works on mechanics are attributed to Euclid by Arabic sources. On the Heavy and the Light contains, in nine definitions and five propositions, Aristotelian notions of moving bodies and the concept of specific gravity. On the Balance treats the theory of the lever in a similarly Euclidean manner, containing one definition, two axioms, and four propositions. A third fragment, on the circles described by the ends of a moving lever, contains four propositions. These three works complement each other in such a way that it has been suggested that they are remnants of a single treatise on mechanics written by Euclid. Section 4. Legacy. Image. 19th century statue of Euclid by Joseph Durham in the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. The European Space Agency's Euclid spacecraft was named in his honour. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.